What brings you out?
Well, great fundraiser for Cycling BC, and it's great to be in a company with so many great athletes from Canada, and support Richard in his endeavors with restructuring Cycling BC and raising some money for the cause. So should be a great night.
What are you up to these days?
So I do a lot of thinking and riding my bike.
Yeah. You just did the Yellow Jersey experience, right?
Yeah, it was good. It went well. We raised some money for the Velodrome. And had a good night. Some nice participation. But it was a good thing to do. Velodrome's still getting built, and there's still some gap in financing to make it happen, and I'm pretty confident that'll be done. The Velodrome's well on its way, so it's going to be a great thing.
How involved are you in that project?
Well, I've been involved from the beginning. I was even involved in being an advocate to try to make sure it's stuck in Hamilton, and that didn't happen. I became part of the building members in Milton. We traveled around the world to check out different velodromes and look at the plus minuses and look at the design and what needed to be included, what were positives in different aspects around the world, and tried to take the best of the best and the worst of the worst and leave the worst out and make a great venue. And I think that that part was really pretty exciting, because we saw things that were done poorly and things that were done well, and tried to incorporate the things that were really done well in the Milton velodrome. I was happy about being part of that.
Team-wise, any thoughts of
Thoughts. Like I said, I've been doing lots of thinking and talking to a lot of different people. And it's good to take a year or so and look at what's going on in the sport and where the gaps are. And there's definitely some gaps that could be filled. And we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah. And how important do you think it is to have a team that's Canadian, because obviously we have Canadian riders on a bunch of different teams across North America, but to have them all in one spot like we did with Symmetrix and with Spider Tech, how important is that?
I think it was one way that worked really well. I think inevitably trying to go to the world tour was probably we were probably ahead of our time. Unfortunately, we weren't dealt a very good hand of cards in October of last year. It's about a year ago now. Not much you can do in October to shift the cards if you're not given a good hand. And it's too bad, because all the partners we had aligned, 5 years of development work was lost, right? And that shouldn't have been lost like that. And it's too bad. But in order to do that again, you got to start over. I think there is a way. I think there is a place for that team, men and women, focused on Cycling Canada's goals. But I think there's a piece there that's definitely need to be filled, but somebody should be doing it. I don't know if it's me, but we'll see.
Okay, great. One sec for Rob Jones.
Yeah, totally.
Let's know what everyone's up to now. What are you up to?
So I'm coaching cycling with Lessa Tomlinson and Chrissy Duval. We have a company called Tank Cycling. So now we are coaching anybody from Fondo riders to even more senior riders. We just had a rider at the World Senior Games. We get 2 silvers and a gold medal. And also some age group world champion in triathlon. So we're just helping people achieve their goals in cycling. It's fun to give back to the cycling community.
Okay. And how are you doing?
Yeah, I can let that happen.
I'm good. I'm married now.
Okay.
And between working and being married and doing things that I never got a chance to do while I was bike racing, we're doing a bunch of bike touring and house renovations and enjoying life. Yeah, but cycling is certainly still a major part of my life, as it always will. Because that's why I got into the sport, and so it's nice to have cycling now integrated into my life while enjoying other things.
And what are your thoughts on youth development for what do you see in terms of youth development for BC for young riders and young women?
Oh, I think the direction that Cycling BC right now is taking is phenomenal. I mean, I haven't seen it since I've been a part of Cycling in Canada, so I'm extremely excited to see this movement happening and to see what the future brings, and keen to be a part of it.
Okay. Any thoughts on how we get more women into riding? We had our biggest field in Gastown, which is great, and Pinfolk's program has a lot of women in Devo. what's the key to getting more young ladies involved?
You know, I think just positive role models and having them get out there and have some fun, not be intimidated by the sport or the people involved or whoever they're around, but just go out and have fun, just make the sport fun.
Okay. Thank you again.
Okay.
You can stand around for food.
Tell me about the event, how it came about, what it's all about.
So 4.5 weeks ago, I was sat at a table with a group of individuals who are here this evening. And they said, okay, Richard, we want to help you kickstart this. We understand you've cleared the debt from Cycling BC already. So let's really push this one over and get some more funds and resources into youth cycling in this province. So that's how it came about. We sent out an email that night, and Swain was waking up 4 hours later. He committed, and then I put it out to the cycling community, and I was amazed. Everyone who I asked responded, and we managed to pull this together with the cycling community and the business community.
What's the goal of the event?
The goal of the event is first to raise awareness of cycling and try and get more youth cycling in our province and in our country, and try and connect the people from the business world to the cycling community and figure out how we can both work and support cycling in the future.
And what is the state of youth cycling in BC now?
I think the state of all youth cycling is very healthy. At the moment, it's just not joined together. There is no one place that you would go. We're trying to set up systems where they know where to go, and there's this playground to podium pathway where kids can see in the future.
Ron Heyman mentioned a schools program that might be starting up. What's
yep.
that all about?
We've got quite a few school programs that run already. We've seen over 4,500 kids this year already, and we're trying to get into all schools in British Columbia, and some of the resources from this event tonight will go into that to try and get more coaches, more programs running in schools.
So what do you hope to see happening in the schools themselves?
We're going to go in and try and run a 4-week program where we're going to give kids a fun experience of cycling, and then after that program, if the kids want to get involved, we're either going to form a youth cycling club in that area, or we're going to pitch them in and join them with an existing youth group in their area. Thank you very much.
Awesome.